This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Friday, June 10th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This will be another extremely important global broadcast. We've got earthquake out in California. We've got other huge developments geopolitically with the 2016 campaign, ISIS developments, and so much more. But I'm really seeing a trend of society unraveling and degenerating. And on top of that, you've got more and more financial systems that are basically electronic soup kitchens starting to degenerate. So I want to start this broadcast with another very special report that John Bowne's done. Could food stamp riots start triggering within days?
The perfect storm is brewing. Obama's last stand as the Zelenskyite community organizer in chief has a finger on the trigger of mass unrest. When Obama took office in 2008, 28.2 million Americans were receiving welfare benefits. That number has grown to roughly 45 million under the only president in history to not see 1 year of 3% GDP growth.
And there's millions of others that are on state different food assistance programs. So it's 101 million. 101 million get food aid from federal government, outnumber full-time private sector workers. And that's a Department of Agriculture estimate that CNS News reported on. How's that sound? Boy, that sounds like land of the free, home of the brave to me. And all these people are being taught, a guy driving a nice car, somebody that has a nice house, they're rich and they stole it from you.
Earlier this year, it was widely reported that possibly up to a million of the country's poorest welfare recipients would lose their benefits. Under a welfare policy signed, sealed, and delivered by none other than Bill Clinton, the Fiscal Times reports, those affected are people aged 18 to 49 who aren't disabled or raising minor children. Most of them live a subsistence existence, scraping by with the help of government and charitable organizations and low-income jobs, although college students are also eligible. The landmark 1996 bipartisan welfare reform law, crafted by a Republican Congress and signed by Democratic President Bill Clinton, limited benefits for this group to just 3 months in any 36-month period unless they were employed or in a work training program. Of course, that was pre-Obamaphone Obamacare. Here we are, 20 years later, and those chickens have come home to roost, as the government has reportedly neglected to pay the EBT benefits for 8 days. Michael Snyder of the Economic Blog reports, widespread reports continue to pour in from all over the nation of glitches with the food stamp system. It is 8 days into the month, and large numbers of people still have not received their benefits. And in other instances, it is being reported that EBT cards are simply not working correctly. Michael Snyder continues, on downdetector.com, there are scores of reports of problems with the EBT system from people all over the nation. Could this simply be another example of government incompetence, or is something else at work here? Many things are at work here. The cultural poison George Soros has unleashed on America via Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org, along with the recently legalized propaganda spewed out by globalist-owned mainstream media taking the side of anti-constitutionalists, fueling violent riots. The Obama administration, the Department of Justice, and the United Nations maneuvering of the Strong Cities Network, a real-time martial law initiative that needs a concrete reason to expand federal control over local police. Not to mention, roughly 11 million illegal immigrants were encouraged by the USDA to take advantage of the United States federal welfare system as the national debt approaches a hallmark of $20 trillion. Obama has overseen the exponential formation of a class of unemployed welfare recipients who expect to be taken care of, or else. It was reported during the Ferguson rioting that two new Black Panther members were planning a bombing of the famous St. Louis Gateway Arch and the murder of the prosecuting attorney in the Michael Brown case, along with the Ferguson police chief. The plan fell apart after one of the accused bomber's girlfriend's EBT card ran out of money. This isn't all happening by accident or by powers beyond Obama's control. Mass food riots are par for the course as a last-ditch effort to install martial law and place the United States under New World Order domination. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That's right, folks. This isn't a game.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I am burning inside. Every fiber of my being wants to raise the alarm. We are facing a scientific takeoff, a planned program of dehumanization. For the globalists, world government is just the beginning. Once the planetary system is established, the orderly rendering down of humanity will go into high gear. All the wars, all the secret testing, all the cultural destruction, all the attacks on independence and health is only a beta test. When the enemy rolls out its final offensive, It'll be the likes of which this planet has never seen and will never see again. We have Tim Kennedy coming in, known as a UFC fighter, but really he's obviously worked in continental government and other areas in some of the most secretive army units. He won't be getting into any of that, but he'll be talking about, with his expertise, the clear plan to destabilize this country and the world. We just aired in that first little segment that some stations don't carry, a powerful report, food stamp riots within days, John Bound. We'll tweet that out right now at Real Alex Jones and post it to Facebook because it's so important. Peter Schiff has accurately predicted in the last year that gold would start going back up, and he has been proven correct. He will be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the third hour. We have Rob Due and our other reporters like Paul Joseph Watson and Josh Owens reporting from Dresden, Germany, where the super secret Bilderberg Group is being exposed right now. They have spent decades trying to keep their, well, close to 60 years trying to keep their existence secret. That has now failed. And David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour with all the latest news that breaks then as well. And I will be in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I've been doing kind of a mixed Sunday show where I'm live part of it, but have a lot of taped special reports and then mix it in with David Knight live in studio. But I'll be in studio, Lord willing, this Sunday for the full 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Let me do this because I don't want to get lost in the minutiae. I don't want to miss the forest for the trees, as they say. Let me just state this very calmly up front. This is an unequivocal, incontrovertible, undisputed, absolute, admitted fact for anyone who is even halfway informed. Within science, within intelligentsia, within all known studies, it is absolutely prima facie, on its face, true, not debated. We are dying as a species. You can say that, well, we are growing in numbers, and generally that signifies the species is successful until it reaches carrying capacity and many times collapses. And in a lot of cases historically, with tens of thousands of species that have gone extinct, it triggers an extinction event. There is a planned extinction of humanity planned by the controllers of the planet. That is the world government project's end game. Now, I want that to sink in because I'm not making this up. We were the first people to tell you our government was running Al-Qaeda. The first to tell you they were running the operation Overthrow Libya and Syria to install Wahhabists. The first to tell you what was really in Clinton's emails. The first to tell you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of huge, super secret things that no one else is able to break or understand. And it's because I've reverse engineered their operation. I am immersed in this 18 hours a day. I have a giant spectrum of top experts around the world. From the highest level of foreign governments to the highest level of the military to the highest level of academia, we have the intel. We know the plan. And anyone that just sits there and makes a joke out of this is tempting fate in a big way. But I'm not talking to the folks that are in arrested development mode and wouldn't know the truth if it ran over them like a Greyhound bus. I'm talking to people that are awake. And I just want to point out that you were correct. You were on target. You took a lot of ridicule. You got attacked because you had a basic instinct and a spirit that was pro-human pro-justice, and your life force hasn't been basically sucked out of you. That's what it comes down to. And so I don't want to sit here and pat you on the back. I really want to just metaphysically hug you. As we watch the desperate carnage in slow motion go on all around us, and just look you in the eye and say, it's good to know there's still some people that haven't succumbed to the great delusion. And I simply pray that as it gets more intense in the years to come, that I don't succumb. But I know I will succumb unless I count on this true spirit of the universe that created all matter, time, space, thought, light, dimensions. But that energy, that God, the true God, will not come into your life unless you ask it to. It's a free will. It gave you your free will. And when you choose to join God, you become a small expression of God in the world. You become an eye of God. You become God experiencing his creation at the lowest level to the highest level. But to be with God, you have to decide that you want to join with God. There's so much news here. It's all incredibly over the top. It proves everything we've been warning of. But at the end of the day, this is a spiritual war. This is a science fiction dystopia movie you're living in. The people running things are totally given over to the other spirit. And you're not going to sit there and ever change their minds about what they're doing at the highest levels. The top controllers know good and well what they're doing, and they've been promised in their own delusions and in the cosmology, the world system of thought they've created, that this is an ugly creation, that humans are bad, that humans are fallen, and that we need to be overwritten and gotten rid of, and that only by transcending humanity will they become gods. And that's the Illuminati religion, the false Illuminati religion, the counterfeit Illuminati religion that you know is the Illuminati. And you're saying, wait a minute, but God says we're fallen. So what do you mean the elites say we're fallen and have to be gotten rid of? They're the ones that follow the system, the paradigm that has made humanity fallen. They make us fall so that we don't take our birthright and can be interdimensionally incinerated, overwritten, destroyed. And they want us to buy into that and give up our free will and our birthright to populate the stars. Think about that. And they openly say we're ugly and bad and how great the world will be without humans and the great singularity of their God that's about to be born that they will merge with. We are in the hands of lunatics. They're the ones destroying the environment. They're the ones destroying the family. They're the ones creating every form of ugly, twisted abomination you can imagine while telling those of us resisting it that we are the plague. So when we come back, I will plow into the news. But later in this hour, and Tim Kennedy's coming in to talk about this as well, we're going to discuss the metrics that are there, document that humanity is quickly degenerating at a very fast pace, that it's being engineered, but that our acquiescence and acceptance of it is what is allowing us to be inducted into this. And that the minute we realize that and flip on the basic instincts that God's given us to resist,
we will become stronger and actually triumph over it, and it will be the challenge against this dehumanization that will actually bring us to the next level of transcendence. The New World Order thinks humanity is going to fall. That it will be the New World Order allowed to test us that will force the true human to arise. Satan is broken. Satan has already failed since before the foundations of the earth. Our birthright will be secure.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Your goals. You have a purpose-driven life. I know our listeners do. They care about freedom. They have a sense of justice. They know what their ancestors went through. They know what they've been through. They have a love of humanity and a grasp of great destiny. You look at others running to and fro, completely empty. And the more they run after the brass ring that the establishment media tells them will fulfill them, the more unfulfilled they are. Water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. I want to start plowing into the news, but coming up a little bit later in the hour, I am going to get into the designed collapse of humanity we're witnessing, that everything else is just window dressing around. And that if we don't have a sense of destiny, a sense of wanting the species to succeed. Because, look, the overall message in the media is humans are bad, we're ugly, we're stupid. But, oh, we're going to have transgender bathrooms and mommies and daddies are bad and don't say he or she because someone might not be a he or she. It's just total scrambled faux rights. You ever wanted to know what an anti-societal weapon system would look like? You're being hit by it. And they write textbooks admitting they are. That's nothing. People go, oh, you're against trannies. It has nothing to do with that. This is a weapon system. This is a joke. This is forced mental illness. And every metric shows mental illness, and I can see it with my own two eyeballs, is exploding. People are acting like babies everywhere. It's because the general public is in a trance state, totally immersed, and their brainwaves in a near-sleep state. That's mainstream news. Children's brains are completely rewired in a bad way. IQs are plunging. Attention spans are less than that of a goldfish. Less than 7 seconds. Most people now I talk to, they're gone. They're not even listening to a word you say. They're bouncing from one thing to the next. And they're not even alive. They respond to stimuli. They don't have original thoughts. They don't put out stimuli. They don't affect the world around them. They are nothing but receivers, not transmitters. And they believe that transmitting nothing and being completely supine is empowering. That's the one false instinct they hold to, that being cynical, being stupid, being foolish, being uninformed is a shield, an armor. But they have words like racist and homophobe and sexist, and they grasp on to class warfare like it's a life preserver in the frozen Atlantic North. They are children caught in a trance by the television, even though they're 30, 40, 50 years old. They were captured early. They were put into Wonderland, into a dream state, into a trance. And now there's just the stimuli of giggling and laughing at Alex Jones, giggling and laughing at Donald Trump, laughing when you hear about the fluoride, even though they tell you it's killing you. See, that's their rule. It's killing you, U.S. government admits, Harvard admits, cancer, brain damage, but still the sitcoms make jokes, so it feels good to laugh, even though you can't think. And NPR to the pseudo-intellectual keeps them in a calm, happy space where you're successful, you've arrived, because you listen to this show and you follow these beliefs and you like Bernie Sanders and Hillary and Bill, and you care and you're progressing because your leaders are in charge.
And they tell you you're winning the war. The war. The war of inequality. Oh, it's getting so much better, isn't it? Yes, Hillary's not a warmonger. Everything's fine. We'll be back. Stay with
us. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was midnight, something evil was lurking from the door. I grabbed the moonlight, and I almost got your heart.
I've got a television in my garage where I work out, and it's hooked up to the internet, and a lot of times it craps out. And I just clicked on YouTube, though. A lot of times when other things aren't working, I click on that, it still works. And it was giving me what YouTube wanted me to see. So for like an hour working out, in the background was how great the Queen of England is, and people singing God Save the Queen, and Justin Bieber and how incredibly cool he is. And then just all this mindless garbage. And it was literally just showing me how the West is a dumping ground of the most weaponized brainwashing anyone could ever imagine. And it was showing all these different Hollywood stars and all these different little, 2-minute pieces with Justin Bieber and other rock stars or hip-hop stars, and it was just so empty, so clownish, so ridiculous. People on red carpets, people trying to act cool. It was like a caricature of itself. It was like the best comedy, way better than Monty Python. But it was so saddening that I had to turn away. These people singing God Save the Queen for some Transylvanian parasite. With Prince Philip, the eugenicist, sworn to want to kill 80% of the world population, standing next to her with Prince Charles, who lives in Count Dracula's castle. Half the year in Transylvania now. He's like retired to Transylvania. Complete lunatics. Yes, the House of Dragon, folks, rules over us. It's total fruitcakeville. I go to the grocery store, it's just royalty everywhere. Oh, the royalty. You think I was a British subject. And that's just one millionth micron of all the brainwashing, just like Niagara Falls hitting us in the face every day. A total false reality. So I want to tell all the liberals and the trendies and the mainline conservatives and everybody, you all tune in to what you think is the answer, what you think is this spectrum of analysis. And it's all there to make you think you're intellectual and smart because you read the Weekly Standard or National Review or you watch CNN or MSNBC or you read a book by Bernie Sanders. I mean, give me a break. The establishment globalist combine with Goldman Sachs at the very top is weaponized. Aimed directly at you to make you obsolete and to be a mindless bobble who goes along as a suboid in this technocracy in their own words. Do you understand Goldman Sachs over 100 years ago was a group of socialists and globalists who pooled their money to create that organization to take over the U.S. stock market, and they did it? Do you know about any of this? Because you need to discover it now. We don't have much time. The admitted world government project is to bring in a technocracy where normal, human, individual, undomesticated life is impossible. Then they will make life itself and reproduction impossible without going through a scientific system. They want a monopoly on all reproduction, on all creatures on the planet. They want to be G-O-D, capital letters, exclamation point. Now, I'm going to get into the news here. But I want to talk to liberals and trendies and everybody else that's cynical and thinks they're in control of the situation and makes a joke out of everything. You have been subliminally and culturally programmed. You've been given hypnotic suggestions. You have been absolutely prepared and programmed to have a response when you're threatened, to make a joke out of it and submit to it, and to only fight on petty issues with fellow humans at a low level. That's how you've been trained. That's how you've been captured. And the boa constrictor is now wrapped around your life, your destiny, the entire genetic line of badasses before you that brought you to this point. And you are desecrating it. You are mutilating it. You are disrespecting it. You are, gotta use it if it fits, pissing all over it. Now, they just put live feeds of the police pepper spraying at Bilderberg in Dresden, where reporters and people are now showing up, daring to just see the world shadow government. And cops in RoboCop future uniforms are just engaging in all forms of evil. I guess that's up on InfoWars.com. We'll get the reporters on about it. But quite frankly, that's just a microcosm of everything I'm talking about here. You must admit to yourselves, I'm talking to our general audience, but to people that have been put into a spell. Do you remember if you were a little girl when you were 4 years old with Barbie and getting Barbie high heel pink shoes and a Barbie dress and dressing up and imagining you were a princess over a kingdom and being on a power trip and just feeling good about it? Now, do you remember being older, maybe 5, 6, 7, and then dressing up and then it felt stupid and you realize that it was make-believe. Make-believe's good in children to imagine big things in their future and to war game and model dreams. But when the dreams are given to you artificially by Disney and you're put in a position to believe you really could be a princess, you then grow up to worship the real princess, the demonic crone of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, Elizabeth of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. You see how that works? They give you the false dreams, the false memories as a child, like you're a replicant in Blade Runner. And you become a replicant. You are a replicant, basically. You came from a father and a mother, but they short-circuited the genetic line, the instincts, the rituals, the rites of passage that would trigger your normal ascension to a man or a woman, to a powerful entity. And this flesh suit we wear, this earth suit, that's the same thing. You're part of the Democratic Party. You're part of the Republican Party. You're part of the church. You're part of this. It's all there to totally control you and to make you delusionally, as a boy. I remember being 3 years old, 3.5 years old, jumping off my porch with a towel tucked in to my shirt saying that we were Batman and Robin. And I remember being about 3.5, 4 years old and saying to my neighborhood friend, you know, we're not really Batman and Robin. And I remember I just didn't want to play Batman and Robin after I was about 3.5, 4 years old. Everybody else was still playing it when they were 10 or 11. When I was 12, and I'm not bragging, this is a normal behavior, I was going after women who were 16, 17 years old. They're like, what are you doing, kid, at the pool? Coming up to, you know, a 17-year-old, I'm just, you're very beautiful. Didn't even know what I was doing. I just, hey, you're beautiful. I was a man, or trying to be one. And that's the difference. I was following my genetic code. I was being a human. I'm nothing special, folks. I'm just a man that can read textbooks written by the White House Science Czar and the Club of Rome and Prince Philip's books and all of it, how they're going to dumb us down, get control of us, poison us slowly, and then wipe us out. First going to make us all sterile, going to have cultural systems so we don't have kids. And I'm sitting here watching them do all of this and destroy us, and I know I'm right. This isn't my opinion. I wasn't playing Batman and Robin when I was 7 or 8 or 9 years old. I was reading the entire World War II encyclopedia by Time Life Books. I was reading the entire World War I encyclopedia. I was reading the entire engineering encyclopedia. I had no idea no one else was doing that. And now I know why all these years later. Because it was my genetics and my spirit was a weapon system against these people, just like you are, and was grabbing the data, trying to figure it out, seeing what adults were saying, trying to decipher the system, trying to find out what was behind it the whole time. Survival, survival, survival. My instincts were, you were under attack. You were under attack. Don't drink that tap water. Ask your parents for water filters. Oh, the tap water's good. Drink it. Drink the water. Feel sick. Feel weak. But I was aware of it. My instinct was overdriving it, growing new neural pathways around the attack. When you're aware of the attack, it flips all the switches on. Don't be a victim that I'm under attack and give up. Say, I'm going to fight. Tell your brain you're going to fight. You're never going to give up. Have the will. Don't let them kill your spirit, your soul, your guts, who you are. I'm going to go to the news. But just look at these headlines. Look at drudgereport.com. Just look at it. Mexico buckles under migrant surge to USA. They say they're at their limit. They have a deal with Obama for 5 years to allow the immigrants out of the Middle East, China, but mainly Central and South America that come through. They let them through. They get at train stations and hold on to the trains. The cops make sure they have food and a backpack. This is unspoken, but it's admitted. And then they're allowed to travel through Mexico, but if they get off the train, they are beaten up 6 months to a year, hard labor, tortured, you name it. That's in the London Guardian. But Mexico can't control it anymore because the surge is so massive. Mexico's now going, stop, we got to cut the deal. Exclusive, Border Patrol agent, brutally attacked in Arizona, alien shot dead. But look at this one. Mexico buckles under migrant surge to USA at the limit. Border Patrol agent brutally attacked in Arizona. Hillary humiliation. Bill bragged about sleeping with 2,000 women. Thanks a billion. Drudge dominates in May over a billion visitors. We now have the White House spokesperson saying it's criminal. The Department of Justice now saying it is a criminal probe into Hillary. That is huge. The Germans threaten England, don't leave the euro or we'll cut you off financially. Ah, England being bossed around by the Germans yet again. When it's the globalists already run England that are planning to leave the EU as part of a larger collapse. Oh, baby burst. 2015 had lowest fertility rate, down 600,000 births. Economy blame. That's right. Make you so poor you can't have kids. Summer market panic. Bond yields all-time low. Similar headlines up on Infowars.com. And guys, come in and pop on the microphone. Fill me in. That was our feed of police spraying stuff in people's faces. I saw you, if your TV viewers saw it. I'm just in here with all these TVs around me seeing what the crew's saying. We got the crew coming on in 15 minutes. We'll find out what's going on over there. But think about a government. It's the same thing in Europe where they always go, Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, you know, give us your huddled, you're tired, whatever. That's in a poem. They'd leave you at Ellis Island for 3 months to make sure you didn't have black plague, this bubonic plague, TB, all the other diseases so they could delouse you, make sure you didn't have flesh-eating bacteria that are carried on lice. No, now it's in the news. They just say, no, we bring in tens of thousands of people every day. Hundreds of them have TB, some of it immune to antibiotics, and it kills you. And we're going to put these people in the schools with your children, and we're going to bring them here sick and pay for it, too. Not because they care, folks, but because they are breaking our will and training us to accept anything and everything. Look at this. U.S. tuberculosis cases rise as foreign-born patients triple the 1986 caseload percentage. Two-thirds of contagious tuberculosis carriers in the United States during 2015 were born overseas, up from one-fifth. That's who's bringing it in. And it's okay, though. You got to put your kid next to them, let them cough on them, or you're a racist. Border ranchers with few options now have police radios just as the border collapses. Oh, but Scarborough a few days ago, they were shocked that Hispanics on the border want a wall. What do you think? They want their kids killed? There's 100,000 dead, 100,000+ missing. Most of it's on the border. I mean, you like your kids getting raped and killed? You like your house getting burned down? Are people threatening to kill you if you don't let them keep drugs at your house? You think they like that? Let's go ahead and play the clip. And this is Esquire. Go ahead. They're talking about Esquire. You guys got audio on that? Or I'm going to blurb with the computer. Oh, let's shut that down real quick because I'm not getting audio in here. As soon as the computer's back up, we'll have that clip for you. But continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, tempers flare at school board meeting over protections for transgendered students. How do you distract the public? We're going to put men in your bathrooms. We're going to put in other bathrooms. We're going to make men and women go to the same bathroom in Alamo Draft House, they're announcing. And women will squat over urinals that men use. I mean, that's being announced right now as something they're looking at doing. It's just a total distraction. Oh, TV's coming in, black plague, wet leprosy, all this stuff's going on. But don't worry, we've got tranny bathrooms. That's just a total distraction. College dorms, a new front in U.S. battle over transgender rights. Yeah, we don't worry about the admitted illegal NSA spying or open borders or our government bringing in jihadi cells or, you know, all the rest of our drug-resistant bacteria-eating people by the hundreds of thousands a year. None of that's an issue. It's, well, welcome to college. There won't be any jobs for you in the future. We're going to teach you how to be social justice warriors. Now, let's freak out over the inequality of men and women wanting to use each other's bathrooms. Let's not just put in individual bathrooms and go to that model and say, here, we have this for whatever you are. No, let's just, we're all going in the same bathroom. We're making boys and girls in elementary school and middle school go in the same showers together. We're going to put cameras in there to make sure you're safe. Watching you in the bathroom. See, it's all 1984, but to make sure you're safe because we care about you. No, it's all weaponized. Continuing, this is the death of our culture. Again, we've got tranny bathrooms, but we don't have children. People go, good, we're overpopulated. If you don't have 2.1 children on average in a culture, then there won't be anyone to take care of the old, and there won't be a social security system. That's an admitted fact worldwide. But don't worry, we can euthanize you. So that's just some of the news there. This is the manifest brainwashing that's going on. Before I go any further and come back and actually play that clip for you and find out what's going on with our reporters over there in Deutschland, Living Defense, Harmful Organism Cleansing. We produced the first run of this in December. It sold out in 2 days. We produced three times as much this time. And I thought, well, that'll at least give us a couple weeks of it. I guess it's not. It looks like it's going to sell out by next week, I guess because we're discounting it by, what is that, 25% out of the gates? It's $34.95. It's 120 big capsules, and it's got 20-something known herbs and compounds that, in a healthy, clean, not rough way, but very strong way, takes out the garbage. And there's all sorts from bacteria right up to, you know, all the hard little worms and things. Living Defense is just amazing. It's got close to 5 stars on third-party sites. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Go there. See the reviews for yourself. But listen, it's a bunch of well-known herbs and things that are good for your body regardless. Get yourself the Living Defense. You know, a child would take one pill a day, but consult your pediatrician. That's what I do during a 6-week detox cleanse. An adult of medium size, 2. Some of these really big, 3. And you do it over 6 weeks. Unbelievable. I mean, you'll start seeing results. I certainly did right away. Living Defense, now available for a limited time. We miscalculated again at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Living Defense, get yours now. If it sold out last time, you get a chance to try it. And it supports the broadcast.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. For some reason, that clip from the Morning Joe won't play, so we're re-importing it. It's corrupted. in more ways than one, I guess. But I want to play that clip where they're just, I can't believe people want a wall. Oh, yeah, you're next to a failed state with hundreds of thousands dead, 100,000 dead, 100,000 missing, total bedlam, dead bodies everywhere, mass graves everywhere, heads getting chopped off everywhere. I would talk about, you know, 10 heads getting delivered to the police department a few years ago in Arizona, and they would actually have national media say I was a liar. No heads got delivered, even when the heads were dumped off. I mean, that's the stuff they do, knowing that their audience is in a zombie mode. Just tell them there is no drone program. Hillary, I don't have any secret emails. I don't have a secret server. Oh, I do. I forgot about that. None of it's secret. Oh, here's her email ordering them, you know, to cut the secret part off the top. It's just insulting everyone's intelligence. And yes, we fund ourselves by saying get ready and get prepared, but it's what I really believe in. I've actually gone as far as getting generators and storable food and stuff here at the office, not just at my home, because it's gone from being a possibility to a probability to almost certainty. And I'm not happy about that. I've got stacks of news, mainstream with the elites getting armored redoubts, getting cash and gold, panicking, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I mean, I don't know what to do, okay? But the public's going into zombie mode. They've weaponized the media where the attention span of the average person is gone. Organizational skills are gone. Those that still are conscious are seen as the enemy. I mean, you're going to see a societal collapse very soon. I'm telling you, folks, it's clear. A mental illness is exploding. We've got these weird criminals that everyone's worshiping, the Clintons, the media behind them. Everybody should get water filtration at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off promo code WATER, the Alexa Pure Pro, the Pro Pure, they're all excellent as well, all of it. I mean, just get geared up and fund the operation right into the future. And we hope to slow this down or turn it around and stop it. If we're able to do that with your help, thank God. But I tell you, it's moving into a defense mode at this point. And finally, solutionsfromscience.com is another great place to get prepared. Solutionsfromscience.com. Solutionsfromscience.com, you find a wide variety of preparedness products that were created to help keep you safe when disaster strikes, from solar power generators to survival gear, fertilizers, are all available right now at the Solutions from Science website. And Solutions from Science regularly bought a surplus of solar panel generators and is offering a discount to listeners who visit their website, solutionsfromscience.com or 877-327-0365, solutionsfromscience.com. Great system. It's just overwhelming at this point. Again, the government is letting people in by the tens of thousands every few months. That's a conservative number with TB that cannot be treated. And Scarborough thinks it's bizarre that anyone wants a wall. Here it is.
Pretty shocking stuff. So you send a liberal journalist down there. He comes back saying, Trump is right.
That's right. So he said, you got to go down there with no preconceived notions, right? Just an empty notebook. Go to my former home state, right, where my, you know, and walk the border, drive the border 800 miles and talk to whoever you see and let them tell us what they think about what's really going on and whether we need a wall, in fact. Instead of hearing it from the debate stage, let's hear it from the people who are
doing it. And the people say, build the wall.
They said, build the wall. They said two things. Were they Hispanic, Anglo, Democrat, Republican, uncommitted, clueless, whatever? They said, we want a wall, and yet we want it to be married with some compassion toward the people that we're trying to.
Here's another surprising thing from the article is that he said that Hispanics were less sympathetic towards illegal immigrants than whites.
So I think that there's a lot of interesting things
friction,
there,
probably.
But one thing I think is that most of those Hispanics are first generation, and they see it as unfair that they came over here the legal way.
No, it's not, it's not about the color of the people's skin. It's that they're not under the white guilt. They know Mexico has one of the strongest borders in the world. They know that it's a lot of criminals and diseases are coming across. They're not suicidal, okay? That's why. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.